remember in the 80s. Yeah, I can just about remember that. In the 80s, there was a series. Yeah, a series on TV. And as series then were quite tame, this series was a comedy. And it had a certain character in it. And you just laughed as soon as you saw him, basically. He didn't really need to say anything, but he could quickly put a smile on your face. And I've entitled tonight's sermon after the name of the series. Now, you might have a guess as to what it is because of the day that it is today. And the series was called Some Mothers Do Have 'Em. Yes. We're in the right era.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Not that I'm old or anything, but there you go. Right. What was his name? No, the character. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's me as far as my impression goes. But simply by doing that kind of expression and the face he pulled, audiences would be in stitches. Well, I was anyway. And that was my kind of humour. Mother's Day. It's not something that happens every day, but it's something that we should celebrate. And mothers are truly amazing. Tonight I'm going to be talking about a specific mother, but our mothers are amazing things. They put up with those children. They even colour the hair from grey to make them look more happy in front of the kids. At least that's what I thought they did it for. The mother I'm going to talk about tonight, we've already had a sermon on from Mark this morning. But she played a very important role for each of us. And without her, I think the whole world would be a very different place. And our relationship to God, our Father, would be entirely different. This mother is the mother of our Lord. This mother is Mary. I've got a few scriptures I'm going to read at this point, and they're scattered throughout the Bible. The first one's from Isaiah, and this is foretelling the actual birth of Jesus and a little bit about how he was going to be conceived. In Isaiah 7:14, just the one verse, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel." Moving on in Scripture, in John 1, 9 to 14, it says these words, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and through the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." And then my last scripture is one that was mentioned this morning from Luke 1, 26 to 38. And it says there, "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end.' 'How will this be?' Mary asked the angel, 'since I am a virgin.' The angel answered, 'The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail.' 'I am the Lord's servant,' Mary answered. 'May your word to me be fulfilled.' Then the angel left her." God's amazing plan. Yes. A wonderful mother. And her name was Mary. What set Mary apart? A lot of clues to this are given in those scriptures. She was set to marry Joseph. Joseph too played a key part here by marrying Joseph. She fell into the line of David. And in doing that, she fulfilled the prophecy in Isaiah to give birth to Emmanuel. God is with us. Secondly, she was a virgin, which was again mentioned in that first reading. Now that's something that's not normally associated with motherhood. So really it is a great thing that set Mary apart as a mother. Hers was to be an immaculate conception. Never heard of before or after. One in which God himself is a significant part. Yeah. Mary was pregnant through the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit. Her baby, her son, was something very great indeed. The Word became flesh. All God, yet all man, fulfilling the prophecy and the fact that this mother had the Son of God. And then we can claim that God is with us. Emmanuel, Jesus, our King, our Lord. All mothers would say their children were amazing. I mean, some days they might not say that, but generally speaking, their children are the greatest thing to them. But this conception and birth truly was the greatest thing of all. Now, Mary would have been quite a young lady. As tradition would be set out in those times, she would probably be quite young, considering the ages that children get married and move away from the families and things like that in our generation. But Mary was already in an amazing place. We see from these scriptures that we've read that Mary was in a position within her relationship with God that set her apart. From the scriptures we've read, we can see that Mary was in a total submission, a servanthood to her Father, the Lord. This too can be a trait of all mothers to their children. A mother will always want to position herself in giving the best to her child, in being there in every situation. Mary was in total submission to God. And in being in that position, she became the chosen one and a saviour. Our Lord Jesus was born. Something we see in Mary's life, if you read more scriptures regarding her, Mary remained in all of Jesus' life. From birth to death. And I think this shows that she remained in awe, in servanthood, in that position of giving everything. Perhaps this is something we can all draw on, that we can all gain from. Mary, the mother. Now, there's quite a lot of mothers here, but this person I'm talking about tonight is not here. But what she represents can be truly part of our lives. Even as a son as well as a daughter, we can gain from the Mary experience. The servanthood. The chosen. The blessed. When we look at our Lord, our Saviour, our King, our Redeemer, are we taking that same view as what Mary did? Are we taking the servant view in our Christian lives? You may think of Mary as a character in the birth of Jesus. You may think of Mary as that character in the Nativity, as that mother on a donkey. As just a role which was played. But to me, and I hope to each one of us here tonight, we can learn a lot from Mary. We can learn a lot on how we should live our lives. How close we should walk to God. as we've read in Scripture, we can see that Mary was in a blessed position. The angel said this. Mary herself sung of this. But because of this mother, we too can gain from this. We too can receive from God, our Father, directly tonight. Because Mary had a son. His name, Emmanuel. His name, Jesus. His name, God with us. We too can receive from God tonight. We too can have a closer, personal relationship, walk with God. We too can have a greater experience. Receive a greater blessing. And gain in spiritual knowledge and life. I can't imagine what it was like for Mary to receive such a great blessing. We speak of Holy Spirit coming down and indwelling each of us. When Christ went to that cross and died, he died for each one of us. But then the Holy Spirit came and dwelt amongst us. The Holy Spirit is with each one of us now. And his presence can be felt by each and every one of us. What Mary felt when the Holy Spirit came over her, I can't really imagine. That experience must have been such a great experience for her. That experience, I would say, never left her and continues right throughout her life. We too can experience God's Spirit within us. We too can have that walk that Mary had. We too can be blessed in such a great way. I started with remembering a series on telly saying some mothers do have them. Mary did. Mary really had the Son of God. And we too can claim from what Mary had. We can claim Christ. We can claim the Holy Spirit. And we can have a greater and more blessed walk with our Father. The option tonight is for you to take that servanthood on. Just as Mary said, I am the Lord's servant. You too can take and say that tonight. And I know for a fact that in saying that, what God can do in your life can change in an amazing way, just as it did for Mary. Amen.